So next speaker is Frédéric Dumas from INA. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. So I'm Frédéric Dumas, working at INA, and I'm heading the signature project at INA. So I'll present what's the signature project. I'll first explain what we have aimed doing in this project, and then how we do it, and then a few details on the implementation. So I think you know INA. I won't enter into more details, just to mention that INA has many activities, and that's the reason why this kind of project was possible in INA, because there are both users and research and development in INA. Okay, so here's what we wanted to do in this project. The idea is that at some point, when we saw that the digital distribution of archives was becoming possible, we wanted to control the way the archives are distributed in a way, and to see how we can protect that this distribution. And we found that one key concern was to be able to detect automatically when and where archives are distributed. So what we've built is an automatic copy detection tools in order to be able to detect when and where archives are distributed. So from a very broad perspective, the system we have built, it's like a big memory that's able to remember the features and the characteristic of a large set of video archives, and a very acute eye that is able to detect in a big stream of video when and where the archive are broadcast. So, of course, when you want to detect that archives are broadcast in a way, you have to do copy detection. And when you have a copy, usually it's not an exact copy. When there's a broadcast, there are logos that are added, for example. There may be restorations. So you see here a broadcast copy on the right that is lighter, that has been a little bit restored. The one on the left was a bit dark. You have to be able to detect copies with more transformation. So this one has a kind of 16 by 9 effect. Cases like this one also, the original was in color, and we found that sometimes when people broadcast our archive, they want to make sure that people understand that it's archive, so they put that in black and white. Also, there are various transformation, and transformation can be quite complex. So in this example, you see that the background of the video was completely changed. You find that sometimes quite interesting transformation. So this is from a French TV show that's called Impossible Duets. So they made the people sing together, although they couldn't have met. We've had a look at various kinds of videos and made sure that our system works on various kinds of video, because the system I will present is very dependent on the kind of content, so we've worked a lot on sports. I'll come back to this later. Okay, so we want to detect copies. Let's come into more details. There are two main streams on which we want to detect copies. Our initial concern was for TV monitoring. So the idea is that as INA, we have many assets. We sell rights to professionals on those assets. There are many transformations, the kind of transformations that were illustrated in the previous slides. And then at some point, a copy of the archive is broadcast. So what we wanted to do initially was to detect automatically on TV streams when where our archives were broadcast. So what we wanted was automated TV broadcast reports on our archives. We wanted that to be able first to check the rights on our archives. Of course, when we sell rights, there are parameters in the right cells, like it's for three broadcasts on such channels, and we wanted to be sure that people don't distribute them more than what's in the contract. So if you have a broadcast report and you find four broadcasts, although you have sole rights for three broadcasts, then you can do a new invoice. Also, what we wanted to do was to make sure that our archives are not distributed in a wide way on video websites. That's a concern that came later. So basically, the idea is that, okay, it's the same diagram, except that at some point, someone gets a copy of the video, maybe it's recorded on TV or any way else, and someone uploads one of our archives on a video sharing website such as Dailymotion. And okay, if we have a copy detection system, maybe then it will be possible to filter the distribution of the asset, make sure that it's not distributed on such sites if that's the right asset. So how did we do that? Okay. So basically what we do is that we compute what we call signatures on the videos. So what's a signature? It's a computer code, so bits, that represents the video. It's like a fingerprint of the video or a kind of DNA of the video. So basically what we have is that we have algorithm and software that gets a digital copy of the video, looks closely at the video, analyzes it, finds its interesting features, like could be the evolution of the luminance of the video, could be specific parts of the video. So it studies that and it puts that in a very small computer code that represents the video. And we do that on the whole length of the video to be sure that we have, let's say, actually fingerprints all along the video. That's important, of course, to be able to detect a small excerpt of a video. So what we do is that we compute the... this should be only this one, sorry. We compute the fingerprint on the original video, and we are able to compute fingerprints on any... copy that on any broadcast, and the idea is that by comparison of fingerprints, it's possible to detect copies. So, in more details for TV monitoring, there are two parts in the system. The first part here in the first part you have to compute the signatures on the original content. So, what we have done is that we have computed the signatures on the video archives that we sell, and we've put that in a kind of fingerprint signature bank. That's a kind of DNA bank of our archives. So that's the first part. The second part is that we compute signatures 24/7 on TV broadcasts, and okay, we have a stream of signatures that's very compact, so that's very smaller than the videos. So thanks to those signatures, we are able to make a comparison. So we compare the stream of signatures from the TV broadcast with our bank of signatures representing our original assets. And the system is designed so that when there's a positive comparison between the signatures, it means that, okay, on that part of the TV stream, one of our archive is being broadcast, and we can identify precisely what archive is being broadcast, because, of course, when we compute the signatures, we associate them with the identifier of the video that was used to compute the signatures. And so then we are able to build reports, and so we know when and where our archives are broadcast on TV. We compare that with our rights declaration from our professional customers, and when we find a discrepancy, we give them a new invoice. So we have set up this system in 2005, and it's been running since then, and we found that there were actually many cases when people were broadcasting our archives more than what was expected. So we've made a lot of new invoices, and it has had a very interesting deterrent effect because now people are more careful, of course. Also, what's interesting is that this system can be used to go backwards in a way. Because in order to compute the fingerprint, if I go back to this slide, if you compute a fingerprint, actually the fingerprint is valid for any copy. Contrary to other techniques, there are other techniques like watermarking that actually embed a kind of invisible logo in a video to be able to detect it. We do not do that. We only have an algorithm that looks closely at the video and gets that fingerprint that is separate from the video and that is put in a bank of fingerprint signatures. And so, as a fingerprint is valid for any copy, it's possible to go backwards in time. What we've done is that we took past records from TV broadcasts, and we have sent them here, and we have computed the signatures on those past records. We have compared them with our bank of signatures, and we were able to detect when our archives were broadcast in the past. So we also use that in order to filter content on a video website, as I have mentioned. So the implementation is quite similar. The idea is that you have to compute signatures on original content first. So we do that for INA archives and also for other rights holders. We put all the signatures in a central bank of signatures, of fingerprints in a way. And we also provide the software to sites like Dailymotion, who accept to cooperate in that. So we sell them licenses on our software. And what they do is that it's nearly the same diagram as the previous one, except that they compute the signatures on any video that is uploaded on their site, and they compare that signature with the bank of signatures from a rights holder. And when there's a positive comparison, they do not put the content online. Of course, all the websites do not accept to do that. So we also work with service providers who do monitoring services, internet monitoring services. So they browse the internet and they get possibly interesting videos from a few sites. They compute the fingerprints on those videos. They compare them with they compute the fingerprints on the video they got from the internet. They compare that with a bank of fingerprints from rights holder, and they are able to provide at least reports to rights holder so that they know when and where their videos are broadcast. And then several actions can be taken, legal actions, or sometimes automatically sending takedown notices. Okay, so what's interesting also with this kind of system is that you can put several business approaches on it. The first approach that we put on this is that we wanted to block the distribution of our content on websites when we didn't want those videos to appear, those archives to appear, and we wanted to detect when our archive are broadcast on TV. But there are also other business approaches. Those other business approaches can be implemented through what we call business rules, and there's a standard for business rules that has been defined by Movie Labs, which is a joint venture from the major motion picture studios. So they have defined a language for those business rules. So what are those business rules? It's a kind of metadata that you put on the central server of signatures, just next to the signatures. And The business rules are the instructions for the, from the archivist or from the rights holder, more generally, on what should be done when a copy of the video that was used to compute the signature is detected. So the idea is that it's a little bit more complex than what I told in the previous slide. Actually, when a site like Dailymotion finds a positive comparison between the signature of an uploaded video and the signature from the signature bank from archivist and rights holder, he may or may not distribute the content depending on that business rule. So that business rule, it's the instruction from the archivist and the rights holder that is given beforehand. You give that at the same time as you provide the signature. And it allows to have different business approaches, as I mentioned. You may want that some of the content be broadly broadcast. So, for example, if you have part of an archive holding with no rights attached and you want to distribute it very widely, you may use that to track when people upload copies of those videos and see how well they are distributed. And you may also have business models in associations with sites such as Dailymotion. In the business rule, you can identify some videos as being part of an agreement with sites such as Dailymotion, with revenue sharing and the advertisement. So maybe you can have an agreement with Dailymotion stating, okay, this part of my holding is free for download, but as you, Dailymotion, when you put advertisement next to that video, I want to know that and I want to share the revenues with you. So it's possible with this kind of system. When an internet user uploads a video and the system finds that it's a copy of the videos that are parts of this agreement, then it triggers the count of advertisement revenue sharing. Just to give you a few more details on business rules, I have given a few examples of business rules that can be provided. Actually, the actual full set of business rules is that first you give an instruction, as I mentioned. So either you don't allow the content to be distributed, or you allow it, or you allow it with advertisement, or there are advanced rules that are not implemented yet, but that are available in the business rule language. You can ask that the video should be replaced by another copy, could be better quality, or an approved trailer. And there are parameters in business rules. You can ask that those instructions should be applied on a specific territory for a specific duration, or for specific sites. You may have an agreement with one side and no agreement with other sides. So basically that's it. If you have any more questions, you can contact us.
Hi, two questions. First, many, if not most, countries have a concept which in the United States we call fair use. In British Commonwealth countries they call fair dealing, which allow for certain uses of material within certain contexts that are not formulaic, that could not be predicted by business rules because it depends a lot on many, many factors. How do you deal with that?
The idea is that we think that those business rules and this kind of system is the, let's say, maybe the best or the least worst system that could be close to automatically detecting when there's fair use and where there's not fair use. As you mentioned, fair use can be quite complex, and you have to be a human, and even sometimes you have to go on trial to understand if it's fair use or not. But anyway, what we think is that with this kind of system, maybe it's like the 80-20 rules, for 80% of the cases, you can tell, okay, we have thresholds that says, okay, it should be fair use or should not be fair use. The first interesting thing in business rule is that you can set, I haven't mentioned it, but it's in the slide, you can set a threshold, okay? You can state like starting at 30 seconds of video, I accept the detection. If there's less than 30 seconds, I do not accept the detection. So I understand that fair use is far more complex than that, but you can still address many cases with this kind of system. And basically that's the idea.
Okay. Second question. There are literally thousands of organizations that are implementing some kind of digital signature of this nature. And they tend to have problems with their signatures, either setting the bar too high, which then does a disservice to them, or setting the bar too low, which does a disservice to the rest of the world. You said nothing about how your digital signature works or what it does. Could you, for instance, address how it deals with the kind of problems you showed us at the beginning, where background changes or someone else is added into it? How does it, at least in a conceptual way, how is it trying to deal with those types of things?
Sure. So first, on the first part of your comments, I'm not sure if there are thousands of people doing fingerprints. Actually, there are many actors. The idea is that it's a new domain. The idea is that technologies are tested on the market, and what we think is that there will be a few remaining. Actually, and it seems that it's already happening. There are a few remaining that are actually used on the market, and the other ones are just not used. Now, on the performance on the system, so actually all the examples I have shown are real examples from our TV monitoring detection system, so I should have mentioned that. And so all the examples I have shown are actually detected by our system. So, for example, with the background, background change issue, the idea is that the signatures takes enough information, the whole picture, and on the main character to understand that the other one is a copy. And regarding the performance, another important point is false positive rates, if we enter in more technical details, meaning that this system, it's a technical system, so it's never 100% safe. And one kind of problem that can happen with this kind of system is that it says, okay, I think those two are copies, although they are actually not copies when you are a human and you watch them. In the early versions of our system, we had cases like that. For example, the system thought that all weather reports from 1 week were copies, because they are very similar, actually. So we have worked a lot on these kind of problems. And what we wanted to reach is a system that is the most automatic as possible. And we've worked a lot on the false positive issue, and we try to have virtually zero false positive, so it's never possible, of course, but we have reached a point where the system is working since January 2008 on Dailymotion, and we haven't had any confirmed false positive from that, so we're quite happy for now, and if we find one at any point, we will, of course, work on the algorithm to make sure that it's fixed.
Last quick question. So, I'm curious, in the world of academic journals, print articles, their significance is measured by the frequency in which other subsequent publications cite those articles. I'm wondering whether this technology would be applicable in that context.
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
In academic journals, print publications.
Yeah.
Their significance.
Quote counting for text? Or?
You can measure the significance or importance, whatever we call importance, of a video by the number of times that it gets redistributed.
Yeah, actually, I have presented the first applications that we have used this technology for, but there are probably many others like what you mentioned. The idea is that this technology is focused on video, but there are similar technologies for text, for audio, and basically it's only what I have shown in the first slides. It's only this. It's automatic copy detection. You have a large set of assets on the one hand, you memorize their features, and on the other hand, you have a large stream of videos, and you are able to match and to detect copies in the large stream. So, of course, there are many, many other applications, probably. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm sure we can see that there are both good and some would think bad ways of exploiting this technology.